On the question of accessibility and inclusion, what about the elderly patients, the vulnerable patients, the disadvantaged patients who don't have digital or data or the confidence to use devices? What about them?
I think one of the fundamental things that we believe in healthcare is we don't want to create a two-tiered healthcare system. We want digital health to be freely accessible to all patients, regardless of their technology that they have available to them, regardless of their location. And that's why we try and support patients with different communication channels. I believe that as part of the virtual ward programs, patients shouldn't be disadvantaged based upon what technology they have available. And that's why we're supporting organizations in being able to deliver patients that might only have access to a mobile phone and text messages, the ability to be part of a virtual ward program, but also provide patients with equipment so that they can use the latest continuous monitoring devices if that's what their healthcare professional wants.
What's the inherent danger in building digital health services that are informed by data only from digitally engaged people?
I think the fundamental challenge that you have is you end up with skewed results. You end up with data that indicates to you that patients only use smartphone applications or only use this latest, greatest technology, maybe want to use their Apple Watches to be able to monitor their own health. And you end up with, information from a small subset of individuals who maybe aren't the most frequent users of healthcare services. I think to be truly inclusive, you need to consider those individuals that aren't, the latest adopters of technologies and are actually the most frequent users of NHS services to understand what they want to achieve and really what drives them to their current behaviours.